Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The transition year programme offered to many secondary school students across the country is supposed to offer new experiences and skills. Since the lockdown in March, though, the impact of the COVID restrictions on transition year programmes has been immense. And while coordinators are ploughing on with their students, it's a tough situation for them all. Now, in a few moments, I'll be talking to Gerry Jeffers about the challenges facing TY students and how he still believes that the programme is a valuable and important part of school life. But first, Evelyn O'Rourke has been talking to some TY students to find out how they're getting on. Evelyn, you went to Tyrrellstown in Dublin 15. They've been running a really successful TY programme there for the past 4 years.
That's right, Claire. I went out to the Lechaila Secondary School in Tyrrellstown. And it's one of those schools that kind of cheers you up when you're leaving because it's really impressive. It's a new building. There are over 700 students there. It's a kind of very high-achieving environment. It's a mixed school. There's a great diversity of students there. It's an Apple-designated school, so the students are all linked to their iPads for learning, and online learning is no bother to them. And the TY programme there is really popular. I mean, you have to apply and do interviews, and the highlights of the programme, as they are for people right across the country, are things like the musical, the work experience and the trips. But at this stage, Claire, they should have been on 4 trips, but with lockdown restrictions and restrictions on moving beyond 5k, it's been really frustrating for them. But you know, they are carrying on and they're incorporating online skill courses to fill those gaps. Now, I went out to meet some of the current crop of TY students just to find out how they are getting on. And we start with Sophie McQuillan-Clark and Gerald Nepales. Sophie, she's a keen musician, she's a GA coach, and she's a bit disappointed but keeping a brave face on it. And Gerard is gas. He's known for his vlogs around the school, and he's disappointed too because he says he was hoping to use TY to get to know his other classmates. But you know what? He's also doing his best to enjoy it.
Definitely the musical would have drawn me in. I'm not too great with public speaking or anything, and I thought, oh, maybe this might be a chance to like help me grow, help me improve on things. And I do kind of come from a musical background. I've been playing piano for 7 years now or whatever. So like it would have helped me. It's just kind of a chance to grow. I suppose that's like what TY is. You're able to improve in different areas and develop new skills. So COVID, it's kind of not ruining everything, but there's a few bits, but we're trying to work around, and we can see our teachers are trying their best to work their way around it. I definitely would have been excited about doing work experience, but I know not too many places will be taking them on because obviously some people are being let go because of COVID, so not many employers will want to take on 15, 16-year-olds. But even if we don't get the chance to, I know our teachers are setting up courses that we are doing ourselves, career and stuff like that, and the trips. It would have been something that we're disappointed about. It is a bit frustrating. The way things are looking, hopefully towards the end of the year, it will be some kind of normal. You can't kind of sit around and be like, oh, this is terrible, this is what TY shouldn't be. You just kind of have to look ahead and hope for the best.
I really planned on doing work experience because I'm planning on getting a summer job, and I think I really need that. Really want to get to know how it feels to be like a young adult during this year. If the cases start to rise again, we're planning on doing virtual work experience, so like a young driver's test. You know, usually TY would be a group thing, you know, just to get together and actually talk to people more. But since that we can't really get into groups, we can't live up to the full TY experience, you know. I feel like it's okay, but like I think it would be really good if COVID wasn't really a thing right now, because I really wanted to get to know new people, you know. That was just my main goal. Right now, it's just really frustrating.
I think we all feel the same. You spoke to their coordinator as well, Evelyn. What did they have to say about the modifications that they've had to make to the programme?
Yeah, it's a great phrase, isn't it? I wish COVID wasn't really a thing right now. I hear him. Yeah, I mean, I spoke to Owen Wall. She's the most enthusiastic TY coordinator you could meet there at Lechaila. And he said that he and the team, they're really proud of the way that the programme has evolved over the years. And they say they have great relationships with employers locally for work experience. So it's really hard to see all that kind of slip away a little bit. But they're doing their best. They're trying to offer good, solid, skills-based alternative courses. He wants to keep those students motivated. He's also determined that they will get some version of the musical. maybe some sort of movie version, so he's keeping very positive. But here, another of the students, Rio Pavli, outlines his views on TY in 2020. And then that lovely TY coordinator and music teacher, Owen Walsh, tells us more.
My older brother, Philip, he did TY, and it was like very cool. Like, I saw like what he did, the trips he went on, and the musical. He was like one of the main actors. They did High School Musical. So I was like, oh, man, that's amazing. So I was like, I have to do this. I thought TY is really cool. He told me about how nice it is and how he like work experience, and now he's been working for like 2 years now. So I was like, I would like to do that as well. And I also don't know what I'm going to do when I'm older. And I think doing work experience would help that. And the other reason was just, you know, it's really nice to just be with your friends for like a year that isn't stressful. COVID has messed up a lot of stuff. My brother, where he works, I was supposed to start working there. But since COVID, places are shut down and you can't work anywhere. So I went to a lot of places. And when I put my CV, they shut down like a couple weeks later. So I couldn't even work there. But I think they'll make up for it later when like this is all better. It's bad, but it's not like that bad. It's bearable.
Our program plan this year is full of asterisks. So usually we begin transition year with a trip to kind of bond the group. We go to Glendalough, go for 2.5 days. This year, obviously, you know, staying over wasn't going to be possible. So we adjusted the trip to make it into an extended day trip. And it was some achievements. And I think the blisters on a feet, for example, was one of the side effects. So it was great to get that in at least. We have a great program plan in the hope that the levels do come down and the restrictions are eased. The musical is, I suppose, the centrepiece of the year. Myself being a music teacher has kind of helped put that in a central place in the year. So that's been a big, big challenge. So for September through October, we've been doing virtual choir, and that's been going so well that now we're in a position that we can start auditions and rehearsals for our musical, albeit the performance will probably be in the shape of a film rather than a live performance. This is our fourth year of running the program in our school, so we were at a stage where we needed to review the different elements of the program anyway. This has forced us to do it in a radical way.
Thanks for that, Evelyn. Evelyn O'Rourke there on Transition Year. And I'm joined now by Dr. Jerry Jeffers, who's education researcher in NUI Maynooth and former national coordinator of the Transition Year Curriculum Support Service. You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Claire.
I know that you've been taking the temperature of various schools around the country to see how they're coping with Transition Year in the pandemic. What's the overall sense of how they're doing?
Okay, so I talked to people in 13 schools in the last 10 days, and it's a complex picture, light and shade, very much like what your clip there just showed, disappointment and hope. I think the first thing a lot of people wanted to say was there was anxiety in August, and then there was a shock in September. Deputy principals, coordinators were saying just how pleased students were to be back in school in September, that they found the time from March to August very difficult, and they were just delighted to be connecting with the fellow students and the teachers, having a regular shape and routine to their day. That's across the school.
Okay.
But I think also there was the sense that they knew the transition year students were the ones most likely to lose out. That was the COVID-19 was going to have the biggest impact on transition year. So I think they've been very very struck, first of all, by how appreciative the students are to be back in school, how schools are maybe a bit more subdued, but also maybe slightly calmer places, and students are very compliant, wearing the masks, staying in their zones and their pods and so on. And listening, when Owen Walsh was talking there about, you know, we might do a movie version of the musical. I was quite impressed by the number of people who were coming up with creative solutions to the issues. So in transition year, you have what you might call the high visibility activities, like the ones that were mentioned, the musical, the work experience, the trips and so on. But I suppose the best way, particularly for your listeners, would be to think of transition year involving four dimensions, that there's those high visibility things, which are what you might call calendar items. They just happen once in the year. Then the next layer might be things that are very specific to transition year. It might be a mini company. It might be a module on the law or a module on global citizenship education or media studies and so on. And then the third layer is where you get to sample subjects that you might do for your Leaving Cert. Mm-hmm. You get a taster. And then there's the, if you like, the inner layer, the core layer, the continuity layer, subjects like English and maths. And in previous research I've done, that was the weakest layer. It was very clear that what was happening in the regular classrooms was maybe not as strong, not as focused on the maturity development and the skills development. Mm-hmm. That transition year is meant to engender.
Parents who are listening to us will be concerned that, you know, their teenager who is in transition year in the midst of a pandemic is wasting a year. Now, is that a sense that you got from those schools that you spoke to, Jerry, or are they still pretty much filling the teenager's time?
They've had to rethink the whole purpose of transition year. And if it's about developing maturity, learning new skills, exposing youngsters to new experiences, they've been very creative. They're saying, how do we do this without the obvious, as I call them, the high visibility things? So, for instance, the extent to which many of them have, I won't say discovered, but rediscovered or are benefiting from the great outdoors, obviously within all the regulations of social distancing and so on, but they're devising activities, first of all, that can happen in the open air, outside. If the school grounds allow it, great. If not, I mean, there's trips to the countryside, to forests, to mountains, to seashore and so on. And then there's local studies and community cleanups and environmental activities, gardening, photography, orienteering. It's almost back, like back some of them, not all, 25 years ago when transition year was being invented in the first place. So that's that. I think the outdoors discovery or rediscovery has been very striking. But the point I was making earlier about the layer that's the least visible, the regular classroom stuff, the English and the Irish and the maths, what a lot of them said was that teachers realized they're not getting the normal stimulating experiences like the work experience and the external activities, learning outside the classroom. So a lot of them said, teachers are upping their game. They're realizing we've got to try and give them that maturing experience. And they've been very inventive around the social distancing and so on, saying, yeah, we can do group work, provided we have enough space. We can do oral presentations. We can do portfolio assessment. We can have the speakers coming in, sometimes virtually, and so on.
Yeah. I know, it's interesting that you say that some of the schools have attempted to do trips, socially distanced trips away, but the public who have seen them going out in groups are not that receptive to them going to public places.
That's right. Now, these are only a few anecdotes, and I suppose it's part of the, you know, we're all learning how to live in this very strange environment. But a few people said we were out on a local studies trip. It was groups of students, and people in the public came up and said, oh, they shouldn't be out. They should be back, you know, in the classroom. You shouldn't have these students out at all. And it's that unfortunate public view that, school and learning and education is confined within four walls. And of course we know, and that's one of the big lessons transition year has taught us, that so much learning happens outside the classroom.
Well, let's hope that they get a benefit from transition year this year, and that next year's transition year students are just about back to normal if we're in a very different place come September, Jerry.
Well, I'm not sure if it'll be back to normal, because I think they're rethinking what we're trying to do, and they're rethinking things about costs, because some things are expensive, particularly in the day schools. That's a big issue. And they're having to be more creative and imaginative, and as I say, rethink it. And that's a plus side. My worry would be that the wear and tear on teachers is very, very high.
Yes, and we heard about that at the start of the programme as well as we head towards Christmas. Well, Jerry, thank you very much for doing the research for us and telling us what you found. Dr. Jerry Jeffers there. And a reminder that we'll be speaking to GP Dr. Maura Finn very shortly after this next break. Today we're going to be talking about eating disorders. So again, if you've any questions for Maura about your own behaviour around eating or the behaviour of someone in your family, text us now 51551 or email todaycb@rte.ie.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.